This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a radio talk show host from Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear me on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's Phoenix and Tucson, my friends. And wow, we had the big sit-down interview with Charlemagne the God and Vice President Kamala Harris. You know, I was speculating how this thing would go. I gave Charlemagne the God too much credit. It kind of went the way I thought it would go. Last week, we had Barack Obama chastising young Americans of African descent, primarily the men, for not being on board in supporting the sister. We're watching a historic slide with the Democrat Party. They're losing black men, starting from Obama all the way down to Kamala Harris. She has half the numbers of black males supporting her than Barack Obama did. And after the disastrous last week, you know, with the Obama and with the black community, something had to be done. So they set up an interview with Charlemagne the God. Why Charlemagne the God, you may ask? Well, Charlemagne the God, he is representing a generational shift. It used to be if you were a Democrat and you wanted to get to the black community, you would go to all of the black churches. I remember as a child going to Mount Zion Baptist Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Very influential flock. All of the Democrats would come flowing through there, you know, to do their speech. I remember during the Mondale era. I remember Walter Mondale coming to Mount Zion Baptist Church and sitting in the front row and, you know, clapping all off beat. And then they would have him go up into the pulpit and then he would give his, you know, his speech. And his timing was completely off because he didn't know about the call and response and all that kind of stuff. Over the years, Democrats got a little bit better, maybe better at pandering. But yeah, you would go through the black churches. Then it changed from the black churches to Reverend Jesse Jackson. You had to kiss the ring of the Rainbow Push Coalition. That went on for a decade or two. And then the Reverend Al Sharpton, he became the, you know, the kingmaker. You had to kiss his ring. But I think we started to find out too much about the Reverend Jackson, you know, Reverend Sharpton. Allegedly, he was a fed. That's back when he had to, you know, the jerry curl and the tracksuit when he was a bigger man, a bigger man. Now, he served as the civil rights czar, I guess, in the Obama administration. But very quickly, it kind of dropped away from Reverend Al. And then there was a lawyer. Who was a lawyer with the Trayvon Martin thing? He was up there for a split second. He didn't last long at all. And then there's Charlemagne the God. For the last three election cycles, in order to get to the black community, you had to go through Charlemagne, one of the hosts of the award-winning Breakfast Club, a black radio show, very huge. And I mean, Charlemagne the God, his crew, they've done very, very well for themselves, had one of the biggest podcasts in the country. They have a show that is the mainstay in the black community. And if you remember, it started out with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton went to the Breakfast Club to kiss the ring, and she became the queen of pandering. Remember hot sauce for in my bag swag?
Something that you always carry with you.
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce in my bag swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Are you okay. Not?
No, seriously. Hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce, raw peppers and hot sauce.
Raw peppers and hot sauce. If I were to see Hillary Clinton today, I would ask her straight up, hey, Hillary, you still carrying that hot sauce? Let me see your hot sauce. First of all, I've never really seen Hillary Clinton carry a bag. Maybe one of her, handlers, her aides are carrying the bag. But, I go to the handler. Can I have some hot sauce, man? I want to need hot sauce for my little sandwich here, no? After Hillary Clinton, of course, you have Joe Biden went into the Breakfast Club to talk to Charlamagne the God, and he uttered one of the lines that's going to absolutely live in infamy. Remember when Joe Biden said this?
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Ooh, you ain't black. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy to me that you still have liberals, Democrats running around calling Donald Trump a racist. But then they give stuff like this a complete pass. If you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. Come on. You got to decide between Trump and me. And that's not the first or the last thing racist thing that Biden said. Biden has a 40-year track record of saying racist stuff. No, I'm not going to let my kids go to school with black kids. I'm not my kids going to go down to the jungle. They're going to put y'all back in chains. This guy is not a gaffe. He's straight up racist. And still, he got more black votes than Kamala Harris. What in the world is going on? Well, nothing has changed. Here we are in 2024, and you've got Kamala Harris, the first female BIPOC candidate, to be president of the United States for the Democrats. But you know what? She has a big fat problem. People just don't think that she's black. Well, because she's not. Her mother is of Indian descent, and her father is from Irish Indian descent. I don't know where you get black in there, or what, they're from Jamaica. So what? If you're white and you're from Detroit, you're automatically black? Stop it. Anyway, they're pushing that lie, but that lie is not resonating with the black community. I would go so far as to say Rachel Dolezal is more black than Kamala Harris. Remember Rachel Dolezal? She's the white woman that self-identified as black, ended up becoming one of the chapter presidents of the NAACP before she was exposed. How about Sean King? He's a white dude. He self-identifies as black, married an African-American woman, had babies and stuff, and he's one of the writers for a black magazine, black outlet. Very fiery, Black Lives Matter type of individual. Kamala Harris, she's in that category. But no. We have to believe the lie that the Democrats are telling us, and they have a problem on their hands. And that is why you had Kamala Harris go on the sit-down interview with Charlemagne. And boy, they got off to some real tough questions right out of the box.
Well, what do you say to people who say you stay on the talking points?
I would say you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, here's the thing. I love having conversations, which is why I'm so happy to be with you this afternoon. And the reality is that there are certain things that must be repeated to ensure that I have everyone know what I stand for and the issues that I think are at stake in this election.
Mm-hmm.
And so it requires repetition. You know, some people say that until someone has heard the same thing at least three times, it just doesn't stay with you. So repetition is important.
Repetition is important. In other words, you know, Democrats are so stupid. You just have to keep repeating it over and over and over again. And you know what? Same thing with the, you know, Americans of African descent who happen to be Democrats. They're dull. So you have to repeat things over and over and over again. You know, like I grew up in a middle class family. That kind of mess. Over and over again. Well, that's the tone. Why? What do you say about people who say that you repeat stuff so much? No, a better question would have been, what do you say about people who say you have no flexibility in your answer, that it's all memorized and it's rote? What do you say about people who say that you can't think on your feet, that without a teleprompter, you are absolutely dead in the water? Oh, I would have loved to be in the studio to see, you know, how many prompters, computers, were we using notes? Was this edited? There's all kinds of questions we can ask, but we won't get answers to those questions because it would be uncomfortable for the Harris-Walz campaign. There were some moments, big moments, with Kamala Harris's sit-down interview with Charlamagne the God. And one of the big issues that came out was reparations. We had reparations again. And we also had just a lot of Trump hatred. I will give Charlamagne the credit. Charlamagne got some credit. He asked some questions which led to some, you know, revealing answers, but it was mostly spoon-fed, Charlamagne the God-led effort to clean up the mess that Barack Obama made last week. We will play the big takeaway question and Kamala Harris's response. It came from an audience member using the talkback mic at the iHeartRadio app. And I think it's everything that we need to know about Kamala Harris and the Democrats. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be here today. You know, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and it has strengthened him. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life, or call or text 50-CHOQ-3000 and say Jesse sent you. That's 50-CHOQ-3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. The sit down with Charlamagne the God. Well, you know what? There's a little bit of setup behind this, because you have Kamala Harris, who is trying to be like her mentor, Barack Obama. The problem is she doesn't have the charisma of Barack Obama. The problem is she's not able to think on her feet, even though, you know, Barack Obama wasn't that great at it. He could still pull it off, you know, with those long pauses in between words to make it sound like he was thoughtful and intellectual. She can't do that. When Kamala Harris has a long pause, it's because she lost her place on the teleprompter. And you see that nervous look on her face. And she can't pivot. She can't come up with anything. She can't spin. She can't fill. So when you listen to Barack Obama and you listen to Kamala Harris when they're in their flow, you see that they're saying similar things. She's trying to be the 2.0 version of Obama, the chocolate Jesus, or as we call him here in the Southwest, Coco Jesus.
When he was asked about what he was going to do, he says he's got concepts of a plan for how he'd replace it.
He has no plan to replace it. You guys watch the debate. Right. He has, quote, concepts of a plan. Concepts.
See, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it doesn't help that you have these two out there on the campaign trail saying the same thing. It's obvious that it's scripted. I mean, if you were going to do this, you should have had Kamala Harris say it first and then have Barack Obama say it second. But that's still problematic because he would have said it better. This is where we are right now. Charlamagne the God, he was talking to Kamala Harris. He was talking to another podcaster and he actually told the truth, which was sort of a dire warning to the Democrats out there that this looks like 2016 all over again.
When he was asked.
Oh, that's not the right one. 2016 all over again. How about that?
There's nothing about the poll numbers that we're seeing right now that should make anybody feel like she got this in.
Remember those poll numbers with Hillary?
Remember those poll numbers with Hillary? And I keep telling people this campaign feels more Hillary-ish than it does Obama-ish.
Yeah, it does. But if you remember with Hillary-ish, they thought that she was going to win until deep into election night. They hit the panic button way too late. But you could look back in a retrospect and you can see how they were running high. They were running smooth. They thought they had it. You had Hillary Clinton not even bothering to campaign in Wisconsin, even though her ground game said you had to get to Wisconsin. And they went ahead and scheduled some stuff without her permission. She pulled them all back. Even Bubba. Even her husband, Bill, said you are ignoring the white middle class, the white working class, and it's going to come back and bite you in your fat assets. She didn't listen. She lost. That's what Charlamagne the God is thinking about. All of these people who are speaking highly, speaking joyfully about the Harris Walls campaign. They may be setting themselves up. Last night, one caller using the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, dialed into the town hall. And he had a question about reparations. And you know, the answer that Kamala Harris gave was not inspiring at all.
My question to you is, what's your stance on reparations?
I do have clear eyes about the disparities that exist and the context in which they exist, meaning history, to your point. So my agenda, well, first of all, on the point of reparations, it has to be studied. There's no question about that. As it relates to the economy, which is a lot of what you have addressed. Look, I grew up in the middle class. My mother, you know, worked hard, raised me and my sister. And by the time I was in high school, she was able to afford our first home. I know what it means for an individual and a family to have home ownership.
What does that even mean? What does that have to do with reparations? You grew up in a middle class. Well, what? You know what it means, Bobby. She can't pivot. She can't answer the question. But you know what? To be honest with you, that question was fraught with danger. Reparations. They've already studied it. She ended up that conversation. Well, we're going to have to study it. We're going to have to study this. What do you mean study it? It's already been studied. It was studied in her home state of California. And that's when they figured out we can't pay all these people back. reparations. We're already in bad shape in California. Plus, who do we decide, you know, to pay back? There's only like 9% of the population in California is black. What? So instead she pivoted to, I was raised in a middle class household. But don't you doubt for a second, if Kamala Harris wins the presidency and Democrats win the House and the Senate, reparations is on the table. They don't care that it makes no sense. They don't care that, you know, we are more of a multicultural society than we were back in the 1880s, 1890s. This is a dangerous woman. There are a few more things that were said last night that we have to get into. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona. You can hear my show on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, the free iHeart radio app. You know, if you listen to this show, you know that Jesse's a big fan of those who serve. And he's also a big fan of companies who serve our military and first responders. That's why he is absolutely ecstatic to tell you about GovX. So am I. GovX is the largest online store created solely for current and former military first responders and educators. Now, Jesse signed up and got his free membership. He saved 40% on a pair of Ray-Bans, and you can too. If you've served, you can get a free membership and save up to 40% off your favorite brands like Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, and Stanley. Plus, it's hunting season. How about huge savings on optics and all the gear you need for the field? Save a fortune on your family, your next family vacation, cruises, theme parks, concerts, ball games. It's all at GovX.com. Go there and get your free membership like Jesse did. Then use promo code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and save $15 off your first purchase. If you have served our country, claim your free benefit. Go to GovX.com. That's GovX, saving for those who serve. We're talking about the sit-down interview that Vice President Kamala Harris had with Charlamagne Tha God on The Breakfast Club. You know what's amazing is that when you have Kamala Harris and you have Democrats speaking to specific audiences, of course, the Democrats like to carve up the nation based on sex, based on a race, based on religion. And when you have a Democrat, especially a black Democrat with the exclusively black audience, boy, you find out a lot. You find out exactly how they feel about the country, how they feel about the opposition party. And right now, the theme is fear. I was having a conversation with Chris. That's Jesse's producer, you know, during the break. And he's like, how can they just keep saying the same thing over and over again and people keep buying it? Well, you know what? I think that's starting to change. The Democrats have been playing this game. It was brought to you by primarily baby boomers, maybe the generation before them, the silent generation, but it was a baby boomer thing. And they've been playing that race card and they've been playing that fear card for decades. The problem is, it's not working anymore. And it's not working anymore because people are tired of it. It's not working anymore because you have two new generations that have come of age. And the millennial generation and Generation Z are not responding to the same things that Generation X and boomers responded to. I shared the story about how in 2008, I came out against Obama and the whole world came down against me. You have people now who are black who are coming against Obama, and there's enough of them that they're sticking together. That's one of the hallmarks of the millennial generation. They are a civic-minded generation. And you can't use the same tools of fear and race to motivate them. And the problem with the Democrat Party is they haven't pivoted. They haven't pivoted. They need to pivot, and they won't. They can't. They don't know how. It worked for Obama, so certainly it has to work for Kamala Harris. But we're talking about a considerable amount of time that has passed. We're talking about the span of almost a generation. The one thing that still does work, though, is fear. Fear is the great mind killer. And you need to look no further than how our nation responded to COVID. Our nation became so fearful, so petrified of a virus that they allowed for the country to shut them in, to lock them in, to make them get in formation, wearing masks 6 feet apart. Our nation was so fearful that you had people take a vaccine, an untested vaccine. They believed the lie out of fear that if they took the vaccine, they would be helping their fellow man. They'd be saving grandma. Even when they found out that the vaccine didn't do what it was advertised to do, they continued to take it. They were taking the boosters. Even when people were getting sick and dropping dead, when people started coming up with myocarditis, I think I pronounced that right. Yeah, the heart ailment. They still continue to take it, giving it to their kids. Fear. Fear is a great motivator. And fear was right front and center last night during the town hall meeting with Kamala Harris. Listen to this caller and what they are afraid of.
Hi, I'm Bobby from Georgia, and I have a question for Kamala Harris. Could you please respond to Trump's claim that he's going to use the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to round up immigrants if he wins the election? This law was last used to put Asian Americans in internment camps during World War II, and I have a sneaking suspicion that if Trump wins, he's going to use this law to put anyone that doesn't look white in camps, and I'm scared.
Yeah, so
hold on a second. Hold on a second. Anyone who doesn't look white, you know, anyone who doesn't look white. Well, how about anyone who is in this country illegally? See how his fear plays out? Here, his fear went from, you know, the rational, look, these people are here, they're here illegally, and our country brought them here illegally, but that doesn't make them legal, and they are creating havoc on our culture, on our way of life. They have got to go. Oh, by the way, did you hear what was going on in the Dominican Republic? The Dominican Republic is mass exporting Haitians. They're deporting, they're kicking them out. I'm like 11,000, 12, they're kicking them out. Oh, white supremacy, right? Those white supremacists, those fascist Haitians, or sorry, fascist Dominicans. It's insane. But hate is, and fear is, the great mind killer. Kamala Harris responds to the deranged caller.
The important point, and expressed it, I think, so well, which is he is achieving his intended effect to make you scared.
He's achieving his intended effect to make you scared. And, you know, you had Charlemagne the God. He picked up right on that. As a matter of fact, he put the words in Kamala Harris's mouth.
This election, you have two choices, or you don't vote, but you have two choices if you do. And it's two very different visions for our nation. One mind that is about taking us forward and progress and investing in the American people, investing in their ambitions, dealing with their challenges. And the other, Donald Trump, is about taking us backward.
The other is about fascism.
Ooh.
Why can't we just say it?
Yes, we can say that.
It's about fascism. Why don't we just say that? If you want to talk about people or a president who was acting fascist, you need look no further than Joe Biden. What? With all of his mandates? Fascism? Let me ask you, who voted for open borders? Democrats, if you're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show and you voted for open borders, can you please raise your hand? Who voted for the Biden administration to pass out, you know, billions of dollars to the American people and call it COVID relief, sparking the highest inflation we've had in 40 years? Who voted for that? Fascism? Who's sending all of our money, our taxpayer money, overseas to Ukraine, to Libya? To what? Even when we talk about the Israeli war. We're funding both sides of that. Who freed up the money to Iran so they could lob missiles? Who did that? Fascism? Everything that Vice President Kamala Harris described here, you know, the positives of, is exactly what Trump was doing, what he proposes to do. But then she tries to take credit for that, even though that is not what the Biden-Harris administration did. Crazy. There was one question that Charlemagne the God did ask that, again, it reaped benefits. So you can get into the mindset of the Harris Walls campaign. And that had to do with the border. From day one, you have the Biden administration keeping their promise. But now you have Kamala Harris lying about that promise. That's on deck. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, filling in for Jesse Kelly. You know, every year when Apple releases the new iPhone, the big carriers play the same old games. Sign your life away for the next 2 years and get a free iPhone. Stop. Don't fall for that again. With Pure Talk, you can get great savings on the new iPhone 16, and you can still get an affordable data plan that fits your needs on America's most dependable 5G network. How would I know? Well, because I have the new iPhone 16. I do. It's fantastic. From Pure Talk. Bottom line. Stop falling into the same traps and overpaying for data you will never use. Listen to this. With Pure Talk, for just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, plus mobile hotspot. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract, no activation fee. You can even keep your phone and your number. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk. The conversation that Kamala Harris was having on the town hall with Charlemagne the God. Maybe I should say, you know, Charlemagne the God at town hall with Vice President Kamala Harris. Yeah, that would be better. It's very revealing. You had a conversation that was based in fear, that was based in deception, and it was based in lies. If you are an American citizen and you're paying attention, even if you weren't paying attention for a while, the Biden border policy grabbed your attention. On day one, Biden dismantled Trump's stay in Mexico policy. He stopped building the wall. He turned the Border Patrol into, you know, bellhops to run over to the warehouse to get some diapers and some baby formula. And he turned ICE into a Uber service. Instead of kicking illegals out, they shuttled them around the country in the dead of night. Do you remember? We didn't find out about the midnight flights until a little bit later in the game. But for those of you who travel a lot, do you remember going to the airport and having to wait for them to load up the illegals? You know, usually women, children, military, you know, they go first. No. For the last few years, they've been loading up the illegals first. An illegal first policy. And at first, you know, you had people going around airports, you know, at nighttime filming this stuff. And then they said it was fake news. It was propaganda. And they were actually blaming Governor Abbott of Texas and Ron DeSantis of Florida and Governor Ducey of Arizona at the time for what? Busing illegals to places like Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York City. And do you remember how those blue city governors were squealing like stuck pigs and blaming Greg Abbott for their city being flooded with illegals when actually it was the federal government doing it? That lasted for a few months, but it didn't get any traction because the brilliance of DeSantis and Abbott, you know, sending illegals to places like Martha's Vineyard, where they probably had boots on the ground for all of about 10, 15 minutes before they put them on buses and vans and got them out of there. That was all happening under Biden. And remember, it was New York City mayor. The New York City mayor who started screaming about it, Eric Adams, saying we can't pay for this. It's bankrupting the city. We're losing New York. It will never be the same. You had James Carville out there. You got to shut up. You can't talk. You can't. We can't have a Democrat, especially the black Democrat, you know, going up against the president of the United States. It's unseemly. Y'all need to talk about this behind closed doors. What happened a few weeks ago? The indictments fell on the mayor of New York City. They even went after his cabinet. You walk out of step with this administration, with this regime, you will get got. That's the history of Biden's open border policies and how it has impacted our country. So to have Kamala Harris go on The Breakfast Club and get asked a pretty decent question from Charlamagne the God about responsibility. And to have her answer this was a little bit over the top.
But doesn't the Biden administration have to take some blame for the border, though? A lot of the blame? Because, I mean, the first 3 years, y'all did get a lot of things wrong with the border.
No, Charlamagne, within hours of being inaugurated, the first bill we passed before we did the Inflation Reduction Act, before we did the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, before we did the Safer Communities Act to deal with gun violence, first thing we dropped was a bill to fix the broken immigration system.
What a lie. What a lie. First of all, you broke the system. Now you're talking about you passed the bill to fix it? You didn't pass the bill to try to fix the system. What you all tried to do with that bipartisan bill that came years later, by the way, because it was what, Kyrsten Sinema, and who's the senator out of Oklahoma who worked on this? Lankford, thank you very much. Senator Lankford. That came years later. You guys reverse all of Trump's policies and let the floodgates open. You didn't try to fix Jack. And even the immigration bill, fix our broken system, didn't fix the system. It would just send more Border Patrol agents down there to facilitate the invasion. That's a lie. A bold-faced lie. They're not going to take blame for the border at all. And they're also going to continue to tell lies about President Trump wanting Project 2025?
Part of the challenge that I face is that they are trying to scare people away because they know they otherwise have nothing to run on. Ask Donald Trump what his plan is for Black America.
Oh, my.
Ask him.
Okay.
What, you know, I'll tell you what it is. Look, what is Project it? 2025.
You know what? If you made me, if my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you about Project 2025. I heard it being bounced around. I didn't even bother to get into it. There's so much to cover. President Trump, he didn't ever endorse Project 2025. He's on record saying, that's not me. That ain't me. And yet that's what the Democrats continue to push. Why? Because it's fear. Fear. It's amazing. This whole campaign is based on deception. Remember when Donald Trump said, you know what, they're going after you. I'm just standing in the way. You have some powerful evidence of that. We'll talk about it coming up next. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.